I'd like to add something that requires no answer. I want to mention the many sides of this man that comes through in his publications. If you look at the widely diverging interests he's always had, and he has tackled many interesting challenges. The first book was The Radio Announcer's Handbook, the first textbook in announcing and in radio production. His second book was another textbook, Reading Aloud Effectively, which was for classes in interpretation, oral interpretation. Then after that, we did the revision of The Radio Announcer's Handbook, which came out as The Announcer's Handbook, and including television.
And I must say, I was really proud of the job he did for me. And he was given equal billing, did a good job.
Yes, this was miraculous. That he actually, I assumed it would say revised by or something like that. And he put both of our names equally on above the title. And I can never express my appreciation enough for that. The book was in circulation for 25 years and probably would still be circulating if I had gotten around to doing another revision. But
the first one is $144 on Google.
Oh, is that all?
My daughter-in-law decided to get a copy of every book her father-in-law wrote to have on the shelf for the great-grandchildren as they grow, when they grow up.
And did she have to pay $144?
No. I had one for her. But she got Google prices on everything. And I felt pretty special that day. Go on with your story.
Well, I wanted to go on adding that besides over 100 scripts that you wrote for reading aloud, not reading aloud effectively, but reading you'll like, radio broadcasts that you did with a group of actors that joined you in reading what you told them to, you also then wrote this amazing book about Laura Keene.
Who is Laura Keene?
Well, she was the actress that Abraham Lincoln had gone to see the night that he was assassinated.
She pillowed his head in her lap.
She literally held his head in her lap while he was dying. But Ben's interest goes beyond that with her, because she owned her own acting company. She managed it. And for a woman at that time to be doing the things she did was just unheard of. And from what we know, it was something of a detective story for Ben to spend 10 years researching. And it's a fascinating book about her life and what she had to overcome. And then after that, he turned it into a one-woman show. And that was done by Lisa Wilson, who is now the head of the theater department at TU. And it would be interesting to know just how Ben decided to do all that and how he accomplished it. Then, after that, some of the articles he had been writing for the Tulsa Tribune were combined out here at
St. Simeon's.
The name had
we can help each other.
Yeah, thank you. That's a fair trade.
We are
St. Simeon's Foundation published a book of his, not his Tribune articles that first time, but rather the articles he was writing for the St. Simeon's newsletter each month. And those are available in the book that is called Writing with a Quill Pen, because the newsletter is called Quill of the Hill. And then more recently, they've published another book combining articles he did for the Tulsa Tribune, as well as other articles for the Quill Pen. And it is called TypeScript. But the most amazing thing. This latest thing he has done, and it's just amazing beyond all comprehension. And he finished it at the age of, what, 93? 2 or 3 years ago. A Ravenna mosaic. It is, as the subtitle says, an account in verse of personal reactions to the colored tiles that make up Christian art in the 4th, 5th, and 6th centuries when that city, Ravenna, was a capital of the Roman Empire. And that was an upshoot of his interests that grew through years of teaching humanities and taking students abroad to Italy and places like that. Does that give you kind of an idea? There is no end to the facets.
Gives you goosebumps.
Yeah.
Thank you, Edward.
Yeah.